And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. A story by Budweiser. Episode number 2. The Silvershine Zone, a complete wonder in itself. The source of its name, Silver and Shine, came from the time where the area was discovered. In its very distant past, this portion of the galaxy had a very strange planet which took part in a very insignificant solar system. This planet had life, but it was not accurate in its way of creating it. Due to a very peculiar chain of events, the beginning of life on this planet started with a plant not very far from Earth's coca plant. Because this entire planet was covered in coca plants to start with, life never evolved, and any amoeba that saw the light of day would simply spend its time getting wired on coca and would never spend one single second to even try the idea of evolution. A comet that was passing very near the planet every 9,586,457,322,553 years came around its cycle, but this time a bit off course. It ended up hitting the planet. By strange coincidence, the comet was entirely composed of kerosene, which makes an excellent solvent for coca extraction. The coca planet was so immense, the comet's now liquefying kerosene came in contact with enough plants to form massive quantities of refined liquid cocaine without any intelligent life form intervention. Due to the comet's heavy impact, the planet lost its natural gravity and the coca extract got pulled in by the gravity of the system's sun. There was so much extract, the sun was completely annihilated by the substance. As the sun reeled in teragallons of coca extract, it began forming a crust made of pure crack and eventually turned into a very, very, very large rock after all the self-consuming hydrogen had gone. And this ghastly concept of nature, is where the Silvershine Zone got its name. A team of explorers that saw the rock described the reflection of a nearby sun on it to, quote, shine like silver. The team of explorers were all later instantly addicted to crack and started a drug ring in the region. Today, all of them are dead, and the crack rock that gave the area its name is also long gone. But the repercussions are still there. Murder, drug business, prostitutions, cartels, and hitmen roam the area. And the Silvershine Zone is our main character's destination. However, the crew of the NSS 421 are now surrounded by a police fleet. And because the NSS 421's cargo, the 5,400 kilos of crack they're supposed to deliver by 6 p.m., has fallen out of the ship, and it's 5:25 p.m., they are in a very sensitive situation.
Listen, you give us Buster Waltrick and you can go.
No way, man! Your captain, with the damage we have, if they fire just a few missiles, we'll go down, man!
Shit! We need a way to retrieve the crack, not get shot, and keep you with us, Buster!
I heard that!
Fuck!
Just hand Buster over!
Never! You'll have to kill us first!
Fine, assholes! Officer Smith, the fleet! Open fire!
Man, let me handle him!
No, I want to hide you even if they board this ship. I don't want them to get you!
Listen, these guys are Canadians. I know how to handle them. I come from here.
How can you handle them?
Watch! Officer Smith! Officer Smith!
Yes?
Listen, before you take me into your ship...
Hold your fire, okay. What is it, Buster? Are you surrendering?
Well, wait, before I do that, you seen the latest World Champ scores?
No, we're playing Slovakia, right?
Yeah, and it's over.
If we win?
Nah, Canada lost 5-2.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Oh my God. Listen, bye.
Eddie?
Yeah?
Did Buster get rid of that stupid Canadian police?
Yeah, sorta. They're actually leaving, man. I told you I could handle them. Thank God we lost.
You guys and your fucking hockey.
Yeah, it sucks that we have to wear helmets to protect ourselves from flying hockey pucks all the time in Canada.
Okay, finally, we can leave. Eddie, swoop by our cargo and deploy cables to catch the crack.
Yeah, I gotcha, bro.
Canada was once a great country on Earth, but today it has become a useless and stupid hockey-playing wasteland. People began shooting pucks all the time. guns were made 100% illegal so people would use a hockey stick and real pucks to perform an attack on someone. Laws were adapted to hockey rules. For instance, you could kill someone by firing pucks at them, but you couldn't have your stick past shoulder height in the process. If you'd get caught high-sticking, the police would take you in jail for 2 minutes, then release you.
This is truly the last time I use these stupid Canadian docks. Fuck Canada!
Man, don't talk to me about it. I'm just happy to leave.
Okay, so not everyone's hockey crazed.
Yeah, I never caught on to it.
Eddie, what's our ETA?
Well, dude, at this speed, we're there in about 25 minutes.
Let's kill time. Turn on the radio, Eddie.
Yo, no prob.
This was a great game.
And the Lord will reward you with the Stanley Cup if you score enough goals. Our Lord Stanley in heaven knows very well...
Eddie, that's a Canadian preacher channel. Change that shit.
And the Bible says that...
Man, you gotta be kidding me. That shit's old. Change it, Eddie. What the hell is this crap?
I think that's some internet radio station with guys that get high on it.
And welcome back to Bong.dhs.org.
This royally sucks. I bet it's Canadian.
Yeah, it is.
Change.
Why, hello, kids. Welcome to the Silvershine Children's Radio.
Christ, is this a Silvershine Zone channel?
Yeah, yeah, man, it's for kids.
We will learn how to clean a crack pipe. So, first off, the bowl can often get nasty. So you gotta clean the bowl. Clean the bowl, clean the bowl.
Yeah, this is boring. Turn the radio off, Eddie. Hey, Buster.
What, man?
Check it out. I bought something before we left Earth.
That's a frying pan.
Yeah.
Why'd you buy a frying pan?
Captain, man, I'm back, man.
Haley, finally! Come here.
Why, Captain?
Just come here. I want to show Buster something.
Okay, man.
Now look up.
Why, man?
Just do it. Look up.
Okay. Ow, man!
That's why I bought the frying pan!
Man, give me that thing! Haley, come here! If I ever catch you smoking our cargo again, I'll fucking kill you!
Man, I swear I wasn't smoking
anything! Shut up!
Ow, man!
Wow, Buster, nice crackhead control!
Fucking crackheads suck, man!
The outpost Duane Duval was going to deliver crack to was one of the hearts of the problems he had mentioned to Buster in episode 1. The functionality of Duane's system is simple. One man, the commissioner, finds the best wholesale providers at the best price, performs the large purchases, and delivers to the outposts. Then, the outposts pay for their share and sell it as they wish. This strategy had made Duane bloodied rich for many years now, but this was all changing. Some outposts, including our main character's destination, were trying to scheme their commissioner every time and gain more ground at every passing deal. Duane even suspected some of his resellers to have become addicted to crack, and maybe even Uber crack.
Hello?
Yes, sir, hello! Are you Duane Duval, owner of the NSS 420?
Yeah, what do you want?
Sir, I'm calling on behalf of the Intergalactic Sunshine Insurance, and I heard you had a very unfortunate accident.
Yeah, when are you going to pay me a new one?
Well, see, we don't cover the accident you had, sir. I'm terribly sorry for your loss.
What?
So.
No way, you're so paying.
No, see, I'm here to unfortunately announce to you that your accident violated number 453 of the Intergalactic Sunshine Insurance Code.
Which, what the heck is that?
Let's see, you are on Earth, right?
Yeah.
We don't cover damages caused on Earth, especially not Canada.
Man, you gotta be kidding me.
No, sir, this is no joke.
So like... Man, do I get anything at all?
Sir, no.
You fucking bastard assholes.
I'm sorry, sir.
Fuck.
Sir, there's also something else.
What?
We're going to be billing you a low fee of $33,576.87 to cover future similar damages on your ship to be paid in 24 hours.
What?
To, cover for a possibility of charges that could be entailed by further accidents in this genre of this sort.
You're not even speaking English right now.
Please, sir, stop banging the phone on your desk. It hurts my ears.
Oh, does it? Oh, does it? How you like that? Hello? Hello? Fucking assholes.
Business was going to be tough. Last time Duane had visited the current destination, the leaders of the outpost tried to pass off the deal using only counterfeit money. The whole situation was finally resolved when the outpost claimed to have accidentally mixed in the money they used to pay their prostitutes with the money they used to pay their drugs. Later, three of the outpost's personnel were mauled to death by angry pimps who had overheard their explanation to DeVal. The tragedy is, the outpost leaders had lied to Duane and never had any counterfeit money to pay prostitutes with. They were indeed attempting to screw Duane and his whole drug ring. And Buster is about to find out why, as our main characters have now arrived at their destination.
Alright guys, I'd like to introduce you to my new commissioner who's going to take care of this deal with you.
Man, who is he?
This is Buster Waltrick.
Hi, man.
Okay, Buster, the price is $500,000, and watch out, these guys are fucking morons. I think they're totally always trying to screw me.
Guys?
Yeah?
We're going to have a quick word here before I speak with you.
Fine, that's okay, man.
Duane, dude, you're letting them fuck you and stay in the ring?
Well, so far we managed to hold them in place, and I don't want to lose my stronghold on the zone. I can't dump them.
Dude, your previous commissioner sucked. Is he the one who thought of this?
Kinda, yeah.
Dude, watch. I think I know the deal with these guys.
Go, they're all yours.
Okay, hey guys!
Yeah?
You got the payment?
Well,
do you have the payment?
See, well, Matt, can we hit you back in a month?
A fucking month? What do I look like, a fucking desperate self-crack-whoring shit-ass loan bank? Fuck off a month!
How about 2 days?
Guys, hold on a second. Duane, man, those guys are so totally smoking what you're selling them. They're full-blown crackheads.
Hey, wait.
What?
You're right, that's why Haley was... Oh man, I can't believe I didn't see this. Haley kept going there for, quote, special missions, unquote.
Man, dude, you didn't see that?
No.
Man, you could have
hey,
at least...
Hey, I feel stupid enough as it is, don't rub it in.
Sorry, boss. So anyway, we have to blow these guys up.
Excuse me?
Blow them up, they're crackheads. Now the police won't mind, especially not in this crack hole.
Buster, that's insane.
No, man, crackheads are insane. This is realistic.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because that made sense. Shoot him down, go ahead, fuck them.
Hey guys!
What, man?
You made up your minds yet?
Well, see, we're up.
Dude, those guys are sending cloak ships to us and they're gonna try to steal the shipment!
Man!
What the fuck are you guys doing, robbing us? Sven, fire on them, the big ones, man!
I sink his battleship now? Yes, Sven, yes you do. Wow, as their ship explodes, I don't feel a single shred of remorse.
That's because they're just crackheads, man.
Nice.
Yo, Captain, we have an incoming transmission.
Open it. Hi, this is Captain Duane DeVal of the NSS 421.
Dude, why'd you blow up the guys we buy crack from?
Shit, man.
What?
Those are the crackheads that buy crack from the guys we just blew up.
Sir, we blew him up because he was, trying to blow us up.
But man, we're getting crack from there. Now what do we do? Do you have crack, man?
Yo, dude, they're surrounding us. They got like 12 ships, yo.
Shit, we,
No, we don't have crack!
Fuck, man, Buster, why'd you say that? They're gonna destroy us now!
Oh, fuck! Yo, Captain, we're going down! The gravity of the nearby planet is pulling us!
Engineering, give us more engines!
Captain, the engines are fucked! They fucked the shit, mother shit fuck-ass bitch!
Damn it, Eddie, full power!
Yo, man, forget it, we're gonna crash on that planet, yo!
Impact with ground in 15, 14, 13.
Man, grab onto something, everyone! We're going down!
10,
shit, man, we sink 9, a battleship, then we get
8,
shit killed!
Captain, man, I can't see, man.
6,
you guys hit me too hard with the pen.
5,
I think I smoked too much crack,
4,
dude.
So what?
3,
so it's gonna hurt, man.
2,
who cares, man? Shut 1, up, Haley!
Engineering! Ow! Report!
I'm sorry, Captain, I failed you! I bitch-ass failed the fuck!
But are the engines okay?
No, Captain, they're shit dead!
Damn it!
I am so sorry, Captain! I fail you and I fail Allah! I blew myself up! Ow!
Abdullah!
Ow!
Are you okay?
Well, my bomb didn't kill me! Fucking ass was defective!
You need medics?
Yes, please help! It hurts a lot!
Abdullah, man, what were you thinking?
I die because I'm not worthy! But Allah want to keep me alive for another day! So I can avenge Allah!
Yes, Abdullah, yes!
Yo, Captain, I'll go try to open the door. You go and try to get Haley out of the main display monitor.
Man, ow. Please, man, ow. This hurts, man, ow.
Hey, what the hell?
Yo, man, you seem to have had a problem with your ship. I am here to offer yo some bitches.
What?
I am here to offer yo some bitches.
Who the fuck are you? You look like a robot.
I am a robot. I am the Electropimp 4.86. I am here to offer yo bitches.
Hey, bitches, what you got?
Look at my view screen, yo.
Oh shit, she's hot. Boss, you got $400?
What for?
Someone's trying to, sell me, ship parts here.
Dude, there's no ship parts here. We're on the pimping planet. Is this for a hoe?
Yeah, can I have it?
Here, come and get it here. Don't take too long.
Thanks, man.
Back in the days of the beginning of the Silvershine Zone, as demand and supply of crack were skyrocketing and junkies were filling the zone, demand for prostitution began to rise. Very often, one who is addicted to an expensive substance like crack will need serious amounts of money. And the only service one can give to obtain such amounts, in most cases, is the use of their body. Prostitution rings began to bloom like wild weeds. Pimping organizations got so big, their structures were not unlike very large corporations. With time, management got harder and harder. Pimps got numerous, and the quantity of working girls and boys was virtually impossible to count. Because the big picture was so immense and hard to manage, things began to slip through the cracks. Pimps and their working boys and girls would very often steal money from their employers and sometimes even rob them of considerable amounts of capital, merchandise, and drugs. As the control of some major prostitution outlets began to crumble in the zone, one organization had a magical solution in mind. The supreme pimp of the X-27 unit on the outskirts of the Silvershine Zone decided he had enough of his pimps stealing his commission, prostitutes running with his dope, and crackheads killing his working boys and girls to avoid having to pay. He decided he would solve the problem forever, and came up with the brilliant idea of having robotic employees. He figured a robotic pimp would be more loyal to the employer and probably even more efficient in terms of service, hoe control, and customer satisfaction. Plus, he knew that if he programmed them well, these robots would never ever steal from him and show loyalty that couldn't begin to be compared with even the best of his humanoid employees. He and his pimping group built the first Electropimps, a fully independent robot capable of serving people with hoes, control the prostitutes who deviate from protocol, and give them a good smack up the head or two when things go wrong. The Electropimp was equipped with the latest in whacking technology. A customer would never leave alive without paying. Here's what an Electropimp sanctioning a prostitute sounds like.
You stupid hoe. You stupid hoe bitch. You listen to me, bitch.
And here's what an Electropimp apprehending a freeloading customer sounds like.
Stupid bitch. You give me my dough, bitch.
Due to their troubling nature, the voices of the Electropimp's targets were removed from the previous examples. Since this invention was put on the market, the only humans in a pimping organization are the prostitutes and the leaders of the place. And today, some of the prostitutes are robots themselves. Given that Buster is on the Silvershine Zone's biggest prostitution planet, he got offered some pleasure in no time. But for Buster, this is not a good thing. Buster is known to party hard, in full, and sometimes way too much, especially when he's got hoes.
Whoa, man. That hoe was good, but oh man, I so need to pee right now. Where the fuck's the bathroom in this place? Oh yeah, I think I found it. Oh yeah.
Not only had Buster just spent $400 to have sex with a prostitute, but he also had just spent $200 on bottled lager beer of the most divine quality and strength. This obviously gave him the uncontrollable urge to urinate. With blood alcohol levels not far from jet fuel, Buster staggered through the main pimping headquarters of the planet to a room in which he strongly believed he saw a toilet. But what he thought was a toilet was in fact not a toilet, but the main supercomputer managing the entire network of the planet's electropimps. The urine seeping into the computer's circuits instantly caused a malfunction turning all electropimps against anyone they see. This malfunction made them think that everyone they see have obtained sexual services without paying. Buster was much too intoxicated to know he wasn't urinating in the toilet, and beyond much too wasted to understand the damage he had just done.
Ah, man, that was so like... Ah, really? I think I lost weight.
Yo, bitch! Gimme my dough, mofo! Me too, gimme my dough, yo! What?
This electro pimp doesn't tolerate mofos like you. No credit, bitch. Pay now.
Dude, I paid. I already did pay.
Bitch, you give me my dough, bitch.
Mofo, me too, bitch.
Man, guys, what the fuck?
Give us our dough.
I'm just gonna walk away slowly here and pretend this never happened. I only think I'm gonna start running. And fast.
Perpetrator, give us our dough, bitch.
You must be whacked, yo. Bitch, give us our dough.
Meanwhile, back at the NSS-421, which is currently undergoing major repairs... Engineering, report!
Well, medics have reconstituted my fuck skin.
That's good to hear. And the engines?
Well, less shit than before. Now they fly, but they still shit.
Okay, now all we gotta do is wait for Buster and leave this damn place. We got excess cargo to sell.
Yo, Captain, the computer is reporting a bunch of robots trying to get in the ship.
What do they look like?
Yeah, I don't know, man. They're not blue. I can't see them on the screen.
Well, put them on monitor and turn the dispatch on.
Yeah, no problem.
This is Captain Dwayne DeVal of the NSS-421. How may I be of assistance and why are you trying to board my ship?
You give me my dough. You owe me $300.
You fuck a hoe and pay now.
I don't believe I've obtained any service from any electropimp today. Guys, you, Eddie?
Yeah, no, man, no hoes today.
Sven?
D5! D5!
What?
I play D5!
Okay, sure, Sven. And you, Abdullah, any hoes?
The hoes? Allah burn the hoes! Infidels! They must die!
Eddie, cut engineering off! See, guys? There's no way we could have had hoes here. We're not even customers.
Perpetrator, give us our dough.
Punk, we will whack you.
Shoot them, yo. Give me my dough.
Yo, Captain, the rear hatch is opening!
Shit, who's in there?
Oh, cool, it's Buster's life signs, man, he's back!
Fuck, man, good timing! These fucking electropimps are starting to shoot at the ship!
Yo, guys, sorry for the delay!
Dude, what's the deal with these angry electropimps all over the place?
Oh, dude, I don't know, man, when I was coming out of the toilet, they ambushed me too!
God damn it! This day is starting to get long! Buster?
Yeah?
Man, did you have too much to drink?
Yeah, a bit, maybe. How can you tell?
For one, you smell like decomposing rotten eggs, and second, you look like you puked all over yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big white vomit splash in the center of your shirt is kind of a dead giveaway.
Yo, Captain, we're pretty much fine now, but during our crash, we vented out all the toilet paper on the ship.
Aw, man, we're in deep shit. How the hell do you vent toilet paper anyway?
Well, yeah, a hole busts through
the... Shut up, Eddie, don't answer that. Okay, Buster, while you were out, I contacted a good friend of mine in the ring, and they happened to need crack.
So, man, we're going there?
Yep. Eddie, here's the coordinates. Sven, gear up our armory just in case. I change battleship strategy. More defense.
Man, why didn't Sven get into playing Drug Wars 99 instead of that stupid boat game?
I don't know. I think the poor guy ate a whole battleship game box when he was young.
Really?
Yeah.
The pins and the board and the little plastic boats and all?
That's the rumor.
Yo, dude, and this is fucked up.
What?
The ship's joystick just came off the dash, yo.
What? Hey, wait a minute. Haley!
What, Captain Man?
I know your handiwork. Did you try to make a crack pipe with the joystick base?
I don't know, Captain. I'm too high, man, Captain Man.
Haley, you fuck!
Ow, man!
There's only one thing left to do, Eddie.
Yo, what's that?
Stick your penis in the joystick port and steer with your balls.
Yo, Captain, I'll just use the backup stick, man. I'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Captain Man, we got no toilet paper, and I'm having a downer, and I kinda need to, like, go bad.
Just hold it in.
Captain Man?
What is it, Haley?
It's too late, man.
Haley!
Yes, Captain Man?
Get out of the bridge, you smell like shit!
But Captain, I- Ow, man! Okay.
On the typical Silvershine Zone planet, drugs aren't really legal or even tolerated. However, due to the extreme pressure and threats the drug ring operators apply, and due to their frighteningly efficient bounty hunters, legal systems never function above 5% capacity. Investigators, officers, and prosecutors are permanently scared shitless of the high-ranked criminals and generally stick to giving docking parking tickets, investigating on prank callers, and prosecuting people who lit a cigarette in non-smoking areas. The planet our crew has landed on is one of the better worlds of the zone. In an attempt to improve the Silvershine Zone's torment, this planet's government decided to build expensive condos, install schools with competent staff, and implement a full legal system. Their master plan failed. The expensive condos were turned into high-class whorehouses barely 1 week after being built. The schools became oversized cannabis grow rooms, and the legal system was so corrupt, officers would sometimes bribe their own selves to get the feeling of a job well done. To this day, things have not gotten better. As our characters land on this planet, they are greeted in the following way.
Welcome to the Mint Real Planet. I'm Officer Baker.
Hi there.
Yo.
Hey, aren't you the famous drug ring owner Dwayne DeVal?
Well, no for the record, but yeah for you.
Drug dealers are not tolerated on this planet.
Yeah, shut up. Here's $500.
Great day, eh? You should come more often.
If you weren't here, we would.
Say, Mr. DeVal?
What?
Can you autograph one of these $100 bills?
Yeah, here.
Thanks, man. You rule. I buy my acid from your guys all the time.
Watch out with that shit. You might wind up like my helmsman, Eddie.
What?
Never mind.
Anyway, thanks.
Sure. Now, don't you have better things to do, like making sweet love to monkeys or something?
Where's room 6758? Up the stairs, then to the left.
Thanks.
Yeah, same here, thanks.
Buster and Dwayne are on their way to meet Rocco the Seventh, a man who operates 80 whorehouses on Mount Real. Because his crack supplies had gotten low in the past few weeks, Rocco's prostitutes began to perform less and less. His situation was critical, and he needed to buy by the mass. As our two characters enter Rocco's office, they are completely unaware that a cloaked ship, filled with angry electro pimps, followed them all the way through their route and is on final approach barely a few minutes away.
Rocco, you got the money?
No, I don't have the money.
But you told us you had the money.
Then I have the money.
Okay.
Here's $450,000.
You said you were giving $600,000 for it.
Okay, here's $600,000.
Dwayne, say you asked for $700.
Actually, you said $700.
Don't try me now. I know I said $600. I'm not that stupid.
Damn.
Yo, Captain, dude, there's a ship approaching us. Get back to the NSS 421, man.
Who are they?
I don't know, but their weapons are loaded and they're targeting us.
God damn it, we're on our way. Buster. By the way, you could have changed shirts before coming here. You look really nasty.
Yeah, well, what happened to your shirt?
Man, it's a long story. Let's just go, okay?
In the earlier days of Pimpotronic, the company that first built the Electro Pimp, attempts were made to create the first robotic whore. As the main shareholders of Pimpotronic revealed the first whore-o-matic at an interplanetary pimping convention, something went wrong with the main supercomputer controlling the electronic prostitutes network, and the demonstrated product turned into chaos. The malfunction drove the robotic whores to strangle their own clients and beat the remaining bystanders with a limb torn off an earlier victim. When creating the Electropimps, Pimpotronic fixed the bugs in their AI systems and made their network more solid. They had, however, omitted to make their supercomputer water, or urine-proof. Dwayne and Buster have now returned to the bridge of their starship, trying to leave ground. However, they are being approached by a mysteriously hostile ship.
This is a special XNYFM intergalactic information report. The Electropimps of the Falcor 6 planet have gone rogue. Reports of the robots' activity is still vague, but we are being told that they're mostly complaining about not receiving their dough and are currently known to dismember, shoot, stab, and sodomize victims at random. Our reporter Jack Stone is presently on the scene covering the incident. Jack?
Yes, Bill.
Jack, what's going on over there?
Well, Bill, I have an Electropimp next to me here and I'll ask him. Sir, why are you and all your fellow pimps so upset today?
Give me my dough, bitch.
But, I didn't get any services from you.
My dough, you fucking rat bitch punk fat fuck.
Did you just call me fat? Hey, wait, stop approaching me. Put that gun down. Ah!
Jack? Jack? We seem to have lost Jack Stone.
Eddie, status on the approaching ship.
Yo, man, they're gonna open fire. They're in range, man.
Fuck, man, try to contact them. What the fuck do they want?
Yo, I'm opening channel.
Incoming ship. This is Dwayne DeVal of the NSS 421. What the hell do you want with us?
You give us our dough, bitch ass, yo.
Oh, crap.
This is a joke.
Yo, what?
Those fucking stupid electro pimps followed us all the way here.
Yo, Captain, they're opening fire.
Ah, crap. Sven, fire torpedoes. Tubes 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yes, Captain. D2, D3, D4, and D5. Good move, Captain.
Sad. Anyway, report.
The torpedoes hit them, but it didn't do much, yo.
And they're out of playing pins.
You mean torpedoes. Playing pins, yeah. Crap, we're so dead.
How dead is our crew? Will they survive the upcoming Uber crackhead ambush while having their hands full with the electro pimps? Have the friendly people at Falcor 6, the pimping planet, seen the surveillance footage of Buster urinating on the electro pimp's supercomputer after following the trail of empty beer bottles he had left? Find out on the next episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is written and produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio. Fur is on sale cheap at your nearest Ford dealer. Shit, 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 it's going to rain before yesterday.